For those that don't know, the advertising industry is just ripe with bans and restrictions.
What gets us banned? Why do people get banned?
Exaggerated claims. When you are offering a service or product, but you just exaggerate that claim a little bit too much in your advertising copy or your headline or your image or your video, the platform is having a bad day. And these are called false positive bans. Instead of using that before after image, use a GIF. And if that's in the description, it could just like be from the before.
I'm taking notes.
Exactly. They don't have the priority support like we do. We have a direct line of access to reps. You get paid in proportion to the level of problems you solve. The bigger the problem, the more you can get paid.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network. Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm your host, Ben Albert. I know that hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. I have Rohan Khan on the show, man. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, Ben. Thanks a lot for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
The intro for anyone who's under the rock and hasn't met him yet, he is an entrepreneur, investor, philanthropist, CEO, and founder at orangetrail.io. Orange Trail is the leading service provider for whitelisted agency accounts for Facebook, Google, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter, Bing, anything you can imagine. And at the end of the day, he's just kind of an expert on dealing with advertising bans. And if you're going to go out there and advertise, make sure that you're compliant, I imagine. Do I kind of have a gist, or tell me exactly what you do?
Yeah, you kind of nailed it on the head there. And we help businesses, you know, small and large, with their compliance issues. And for those that don't know, the advertising industry is just ripe with bans and restrictions, and there's such little support out there for the advertisers that, you know, this is really helping a huge pain point in the industry.
Yeah, I've got personal questions, but this is going to be for everybody. I always start with a quote so we can kind of set a stage for our conversation. What would you like us to hear today?
One of my favorite quotes is, you get paid in proportion to the level of problems you solve. The bigger the problem, the more you can get paid. Now, that is the foundation on which Orange Trail was founded. And that is around the advertising bans. You know, it's such a prevalent and huge pain point in the industry. And as a result, you know, there was very little support out there. So that would probably be my favorite quote.
So first off, love the quote. And hate advertising bans as a marketer. So this is a personal question, but I think it's going to help everybody. Like, how does someone get banned? I know that if you're promoting a job or a house, you need to follow certain compliance things. But other than the stuff we might already know, like what gets us banned? Why do people get banned?
Yeah, it's a great question. And a lot of people just don't have the time to be reading the policy guidelines. You know, there's huge sheets of policy and nobody reads the fine print. One of my friends, Erica, she's like, I read the fine print, so you don't have to. You know, she does it for travel and stuff. But, you know, when it comes to advertising, people are spending millions and millions of dollars on ads, but they just won't take an hour to read through the policy guidelines. So a lot of the reasons why someone might get banned are genuinely on the, you know, they're generally on the policy level. So exaggerated claims, when you are offering a service or product, but you just exaggerate that claim a little bit too much in your advertising copy or your headline or your image or your video. That's a common one. And that's one that the platforms have a crawl tool that scan your ads, scan your landing pages, and they automatically just ban based on that. That's one. It doesn't always have to be a ban. It could be a disapproval of the ads. But too many disapproval of the ads will lead to a ban ultimately. Another can be, you know, in terms of excessive skin or like sexualization in the ads. And that's one people are like, well, I have a lingerie brand. How am I going to advertise? Yeah. So these are little subtle nuances around such niches. You know, we have CBD, we have melatonin, vape. So we have like a bunch of niches that are just kind of in that gray zone. And it's all about how do you actually go past that, you know, threshold of getting the ad approved. And that's where we kind of come in. We have, you know, ex-Meta employees that work for us now when they were laid off. They have deep compliance knowledge. They'll audit everything from your ads, your copy to your landing page and show you exactly where subtle nuances are that might be getting you disapproved. You know, images such as before, after on a landing page. That's, it's unrealistic expectations. It's setting unrealistic goals. And I would understand if sometimes these before after images are standard, but you'll see, you know, on some marketers' landing pages where it's an old woman and then it's a young woman. It's like, oh, buy this cream. So it's a bit pushing the boundaries, I would say. And that's why people get banned. But one final reason also why people get banned, it's just the platform is having a bad day. And these are called false positive bans, where you may not have done anything wrong, but just because, you know, the algorithm's glitchy or something's going on, an update, they can actually just restrict you for no reason. And you usually get that back, but the downtime is an opportunity loss.
Yikes. I mean, people are investing good money into using this tool. I guess we better use the tool right. I know I need your help because I know it's nuanced and we'd have to look at the specific aspects. But for example, one of my clients is an esthetician, and a lot of her clients with body contouring and the all sorts of services ultimately get fantastic results. But if we post a before and after, Meta always denies it. Is there a workaround, or is it just never gonna? Is it never gonna work to show that before and after?
Well, the before and after is just, it's one of those things. Even if it is a realistic image, you know, the ads are being scanned usually by tools, and these are kind of algorithmic scanning tools, crawl tools, they're called, that, you know, the developers have created. They can't differentiate between something that's realistic and something that's not. They say, well, okay, before or after, that's a no-go. One workaround we found, which is quite clever, is instead of using that before after image, use a GIF. And if that's in the description, it could just like be from the before.
I'm to taking the notes.
Exactly. It's a subtle change, but it's a gradual and it's a video and it can go undetected. Obviously, for those listening out there, please don't be, you know, those marketers that set the unrealistic GIFs, but try to keep it within the boundaries.
Got it. No, that's a great tip. And there's a million. We're not at the end here, but I want more tips. How do people get deeper with you if they want more of those tips or someone to actually look at their ads and figure out what's going on? How do we reach out?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're available on pretty much all the platforms. All you have to type in is Orange Trail. The fastest way would be just to book a call. It's free. It's fast with our biz dev team. We have, you know, account managers all around the world. And we're one of the only agencies that provides 24/5 support from Monday to Friday. So you can reach out to us at orangetrail.io, book a call, show us what is your issue. You know, if it's a landing page, your ads can't get approved. Our team will help you. They'll tell you exactly where the issue is. And then if you need, we can provide you whitelisted strong ad accounts to advertise. If you don't need, great. You know, we're happy to help because we know in the long term, even just free help, it will come back because this issue is so prevalent that ultimately, you have to have support to scale your business. You just can't do it alone anymore.
Agreed. And that's in the show notes. The For Dummies version, what does it mean when you're whitelisted, when your ad account is whitelisted? It means you've just been kicked off. You're not allowed to. How does that work?
So great question. And some people, they don't understand what is an agency account compared to a standard account. Well, everyone has access to a standard ad account. You go to your mother's, your dog's, your aunt's Facebook page. You can check the ads manager and everyone has access to that. However, these ad accounts are standard and they have limitations. For example, the spend limits, you would be looking at a ceiling of $20 a day initially, then 50, then 100. And that spend limit can last weeks until you have enough successful billings. Another limitation of standard accounts is that they don't have the priority support like we do. We have a direct line of access to reps that can get you an answer within 24 hours from people who actually know what they're doing. The ad accounts, they just are much easier to get blocked if they're standard. But then the agency accounts, these are whitelisted, pre-vetted accounts from Meta or you know, Google or TikTok or Snapchat, authorized sales partners. And these ad accounts are green status in a way, which means that they just don't go down as easily. And in the rare event that they do go down and they get banned, we can get it back within 24 to 48 hours just because we have that priority support with the appeal. And what's crazy is that we have advertisers, you know, who be your mom and pop shop, you know, small time. And then we also have $40 million brands using our ad accounts. So the spectrum is quite large. And that will kind of show you that this issue is just so widespread across the board.
Yeah. And if I'm coming to you, are you running, are you creating the ads as well? Or are you more just dealing with the whitelisted banned accounts, like that kind of modification? You've got that specific niche.
I'm glad you asked that question, Ben, because a lot of people think, well, will you create the account for us and you'll run the ads? Well, no, we don't actually run the ads. We leave that to you. We do have media buyers that can help. It's a separate service. However, we just provide you the ad account, and then it's a constant maintenance process as well, because they need to be funded like a prepay phone. So it's a prepay model. You put funds on it and you spend it on data, text messages. Same for the ad account. It's a constant process of topping up. We add and remove. If you need any users, you know, we constantly update it. We have a dashboard that shows you the spend and everything. So we just provide you the ad account. Additional services aside from that, we have many. You know, we can help optimize your pages, offer media buying services, but they're only upon client's request.
I actually kind of prefer that. A lot of agencies, when I fell into this, and I've actually been trimming down my services, when you try to offer everything, you end up not doing a good job at anything.
Right.
So you guys are the best at this, but then you have referrals you can give if someone does need additional help. That's the way it should be done. How do you land into this gig? Because again, everyone wants to be the guy running the ads. You're almost the one, you're almost like the saving grace coming in when something goes wrong. Well, where'd you get the start in this part of the industry?
Right. So this is the beautiful story behind all of this. And it ties in hand with why I chose that quote, you get paid into proportion to the level of problems you solve.
Yeah.
I previously had an e-commerce brand, and this was like no ordinary e-commerce brand. It was one store replicated 9 times to make 10 total stores, and 9 of them were translated into different languages. So for example, I had my English store. Then I had Germany, Sweden, France, Denmark, Norway, Turkey, Brazil, you know, Spain. I had all of the unsaturated markets, same product line, same everything. It was in the sleep niche. I was selling memory foam pillows, you know, silk pillow covers, masks, stuff like that. And this was a large brand. You know, I think I scaled it up to around, there's multiple 7 figures, around 3 to 4 million. And around that time, I was getting banned left, right, and center. And these are pillows. Like, what is non-compliant about pillows? I realized what the issue was. In some of the ads, because these were special memory foam pillows, I would show like the cervical curvature of the neck, and it was like an X-ray. And then I looked in the policy guidelines, X-rays are not allowed. You cannot have any internal body, you know, images. So I was like, wow, like this is such a pain point. I need to show that. If I don't show that, customers don't understand. This is a really important pillow because neck pain is so common, you know, with sleep. So from there, I explored what are the options when we were getting banned about special type of accounts. And, you know, it was just through just years in the industry, spending millions on ads myself, that I got connected with the right reps. And from there, it was just a matter of putting pen to paper. And creating this agency where I realize it's a blue ocean. And for those listening out there who have read a marketing book now and again, you might see a common reference to a blue ocean. Blue ocean is when you see uncontested market space, an area where there's really not much competition out there. For example, there's thousands of email marketing agencies, thousands of ads agencies, but there's only a handful of agencies that provide what we do. So simply because of the exclusivity of what you have to do to get those contracts in place, you know? So that's kind of how it started, actually. After I sold my brand, we created this agency.
Dude, you're a smart guy and you're just getting started. I had to raise my hand. I'm a marketer. I haven't spent millions on ads. I wouldn't even begin to tell someone exactly what they should do, especially in the they're in a problem scenario where they really need someone to come in and solve it properly. You mentioned y'all will just kind of go in and give someone a free consultation. call. Like, it, there's not really any strings attached to reach out, right?
Absolutely not. And we even created an ebook, which took us a lot of time, a lot of research, and we're giving it away for free. You know, it's front and center on our website. We posted it in groups. And I'm a firm believer, if you give out value into this world, you will get it back at some stage. You don't have to expect it. It will just come to you. And that's just being a good person, you know, just putting value into the world. I think too many people are, you know, clawing at it. What can I have and what can I keep? Instead, if you just focus on providing value, it will come back to you in some way. And even if it doesn't, you change someone's life, you get good karma for that, you know? I'm quite religious, so I do believe in helping others is probably one of our main purpose on this earth. So, you know, it does come back to you in the end. And that's actually how we landed a lot of our biggest partners, by just providing value in the communities, Facebook groups, Discord communities, you know, even just personal dinners, networks, stuff like that. A lot of them say, hey, man, like, let's partner. And we have 9-figure companies like Triple Whale, Georgia's, you know, these huge companies. They're not partnered with us because we just hang out with them and we're like, hey, here's some value. Cool. Give us some back if you want. No, if not, great.
Great way to run business. These aren't exact numbers. I joke all the time. If I give 100 and get 20, I am ecstatic. Then there's people out there that give 0 and get 3. They're like, oh, look, I got 3 and I didn't have to do crap. Dude, I'd rather give 100 and get 20 all day long. Just love on people, help people. And that's what we're going to do at the end here. So we always give the listeners an assignment. It's a projection of me, honestly, reading books and learning, but not actually implementing anything. Like, this podcast is not going to be a value if we don't make a change. So what kind of homework assignment do you recommend someone does so they can actually get some momentum on what they learned about today?
Yeah, let's put it, let's tailor it all around the issue of problem and solution.
Yeah, because not all the listeners are marketers, but everyone can benefit from these insights.
Absolutely. So that quote is so universal that you could apply it to any single industry out there. And my assignment for any listeners out there would be, whatever line of work you're in right now, you're an accountant, you're, you know, a taxi driver, whatever line of work you're in, think about an issue, a problem that is surrounding your industry, or like just commonly faced problem by people in your industry. And think about, what are the current solutions out there? And think about how you can improve on that, or what is missing. Because look, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just have to improve it and put your own twist on it. So what I would, you know, ask the listeners out there, if, you know, they even care to do this, have a look at your industry, your line of work, look at what other people are doing, look at a problem, and then think about a solution that no one is doing well or hasn't thought about. And that could be your end. That literally, this one piece of just assignment, if you do it well enough, could be a paradigm shift in your life. And you could be the first person to actually offer the solution. And which can then lead to uncontested space, because remember, no one else is doing it. And if you do it well enough, people will start copying you. But by that time, you're so far ahead, it doesn't matter.
You've got the lead. Dude, it's brilliant. So be a problem finder and a problem solver, and you'll basically never be broke a day in your life if you can continue to solve problems.
Absolutely. That's the best piece of advice I could give to listeners out there.
Oh, man, dude, these episodes go by so quick. I appreciate your time. OrangeTrail.io, it's all in the notes. And thanks again for coming on, man. This was fun.
Thanks a lot for having me, Ben. It's a pleasure.